This is Madison Watson and Jamie Morara from Archive Ooligah interviewing Mrs. Rebecca Askew, who is a high school English teacher at Ooligah High School.
We'll begin with our first question. Have you always lived in Ooligah?
Actually, I don't live in Ooligah. I live in Claremore, so I just teach in Ooligah.
Could you tell us about your education and teaching background?
So I actually grew up in the southwest part of the state in Walters, Oklahoma, and I graduated high school there. I went up to Miami to NEO, and I attained a degree in fashion merchandising from there, decided I wanted to go back and get a degree in English. So I spent a couple of semesters at TCC getting some additional credits, and then I went to the University of Tulsa, where I earned my double major in English secondary education, and I have enough hours for a minor in French, but not a technical minor. I never claimed it. So.
How long have you been at Ooligah?
Goodness. So this is my 14th year at Ooligah. Yes, I believe 14th year at Ooligah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, mm-hmm. So obviously a lot led you to being a teacher now, but what was your dream job in kindergarten?
In kindergarten, oh my goodness, I have no idea what did I want to be in kindergarten.
Maybe just the first dream
probably,
job.
Well, probably an artist, because I've always liked to draw and things like that. So I think for the longest time, I had this aspiration of being a great artist. So.
And what was it that made you decide to be a teacher?
Jumping from fashion into teaching, it was really, I had a friend at college that her brother was a senior in high school that year, and so I helped him a lot with his senior, with his English work and everything, and it really just kind of those aha moments, you know, where he would get it, and I realized, you know what, I'm actually pretty good at this, and I love literature, so maybe I want to go and pursue, you know, teaching English. So.
Why is English important to students today?
I think for so many reasons. In fact, I probably am going to maybe rant a little bit here. As much as I appreciate, you know, science, technology, mathematics, I mean, those are all extremely vital as well. I almost get tired of hearing about STEM because so many people leave the arts, you know, out of it. And I think, you know, English, history, you know, the arts, you know, drama, all of that is so important. You know, on the one hand, English teaches us how to write, a very vital form of communication. But even beyond that, like getting into the literature, it helps us to connect with experiences that we may not have. It helps us to be more global in our perspective. It helps us to be more accommodating and accepting, you know, of others, and to really sort of empathize, you know, with their situations.
What teacher had the biggest impact on you?
Oh my goodness, probably my sophomore French and honors English teacher. I mean, when I think about a teacher in high school, I always just remember her connection, you know, with the students, but she was also extremely challenging, you know, and everything.
Without throwing out names, what was your least favorite teacher like?
I think, I wouldn't say I just necessarily didn't like any of my teachers, but probably the ones that I just didn't engage with the most were, you know, history courses for me, you know, at Walters, it was very much a read the chapter, outline the chapter, take a multiple choice quiz, and there was just no connectivity, you know, to it. So I think those were the hardest courses for me as far as enjoying them. So.
And in what ways do you try to avoid that in your teaching?
I try to get students to think about the bigger picture, you know, how it connects, you know, and to build some of those connections and, you know, think about how we can see this here and how we see that there and things. So just really think of it necessarily outside of the context of the story itself.
What advice would you give to your teenage self?
To my teenage self? I mean, I was always a pretty strong individual. I mean, very headstrong and everything. But I think I would just tell myself not to, I mean, while I was confident on the outside, I wasn't always confident on the inside. And so I think I would tell myself the same thing I'd tell my own kids. It's like, you know, be you, you know, be who you are and don't worry about, you know, what everybody else wants you to be, because you're the one you have to please at the end of the day anyway. So.
What are some of the other big lessons that you've learned in life for everyone?
One, and I find myself, you know, saying, you know, you probably should have held back on that till you knew, you know, everything and stuff. So I think one of the greatest lessons is just we never know anybody's full story, you know. So even, like, on the surface, when we see somebody behave a certain way or do something that we don't like, we're so quick to just kind of judge them. But then we don't know what they're going through. We don't know what their life situation is. We don't know what motivated, you know, that action, you know, or anything like that. So I think that's probably one of the best lessons is, one, be who we are. Don't let people dictate who we are for us. And then, two, just to slow down and to remember that we don't know somebody's entire story. So before we judge, you know, we just need to focus on ourselves, you know.
I imagine that's especially important being a teacher.
Yeah, oh, yes, definitely, definitely. I mean, and there have certainly been, you know, those times, like I said, that, you know, I've been kind of in my mind, I think, oh, my gosh, this person's driving me crazy. And then I'll hear something like, you know, about their background or what they're going through, and I'm like, oh, suddenly all the puzzles start to fit together and everything. So, yeah, so it's a pretty important reminder.
How do you think teaching has changed over the time that you've been a teacher?
Oh, goodness. I've taught in two different places. So I started out at Booker T in Tulsa. And, you know, this was a really different experience because, I mean, you just didn't have, you know, very much parental involvement and things like that. You know, there's always been a lot of parental involvement. I think being kind of a smaller community, you know, things like that. And so I think, you know, parental involvement is important, but sometimes it almost feels like when I think back to my school days, because I graduated with a class of 36 and stuff, so we were a small community too. But when I look back at my school days and teaching now, you know, sometimes I feel like the involvement is at the wrong, and used in the wrong way. You know, I mean, it's kind of more, I don't know. Now I feel like that's being, that's being negative toward parents, and I don't think that's really the case either. So maybe that's not what I'm trying to say. Let me think again. Okay. So this maybe better explains it, because I think it's kind of a holistic, you know, issue. Is I think that, and maybe it's because of legislation, all of this emphasis on testing and things like that, I feel like we have become a very grade-centered, you know, system. You know, so I think it ends up at the end of the day being about the grade and not what we've learned. And so I've tried, you know, the past couple of years to start the year off in a different way, you know, really sort of thinking about, well, why are we here in the first place? Why are we learning, you know, and how, you know, if we're here to really learn and to maximize our experience in that way, then the grades will naturally come with it. But if we're too focused on the grades, then that's where things like, you know, maybe cheating and things like that come into play, because we're more concerned about that score at the end of the semester than we are about what it is we're learning. So.
How do you think education will be changing in the future?
I don't know. I mean, I tend to think we so often, I mean, a lot of things happen sort of reactionary, you know, and stuff. And so I hope to see it begin to shift back, you know, to the value of learning and things like that. And I think that there is potential for that. I mean, there's so many, you know, articles, you know, out there and stuff that kind of talk about, and like different countries and how they approach things versus the difference with, you know, the United States and everything, and, you know, how just the environment is really different in education. So it gives me hope that there's going to be that moment where that pendulum shifts back toward the focus on learning as opposed, and we realize that putting all of the stress on grades and tests and things like that isn't really conducive, you know, to that.
How do you feel about the incorporation of technology into the classroom?
I love technology. it's kind of a it's almost like a baited question in today's environment at ULAGA, but I mean, I've always enjoyed technology. I like to use it in the classroom, but I feel like it's a tool. I mean, it's not, you know, an end-all. You know, I mean, but I think it's just like, you know, having a notebook or having a dictionary, you know, or something like that. But it gives us an extra something to work with to really put all of our ideas together. But I'm always really cautious about becoming too reliant on just one thing, you know, because I feel like that can lead us down, you know, the wrong path as well, and that can have a negative impact on learning. But no, I mean, I love to use, I mean, I wrote a grant for my smart board before, you know, we got our EPSINs and things like that. So, I mean, and I've been to different technology workshops for ways to incorporate it and everything. So I think that there's certainly value there. We just have to be careful with how we use it.
So how does ULAGA High School differ from where you went to high school? In what ways?
It's bigger. It's just funny, but like I said, we have 36 students in my graduating class. The small town community is still, I mean, very much a big part of this. Of course, athletics is always kind of that kind of draws everybody together. So regardless of whether you have students, you know, in the school or not, that's where the whole town is. You know, they're at these different, you know, events and whatnot. I think there are more opportunities at ULAGA than what I had. Now, I'm sure it's probably changed a little bit over the years, but, I mean, like, we didn't have drama, you know, and we didn't have speech and debate and things like that, which, you know, are all sort of activities that I would have loved to engage in when I was, you know, in school. So it was nice, that community spirit. But I just felt like it didn't have the opportunities that ULAGA, you know, affords its students.
What's your favorite thing about teaching at ULAGA, or just the school in general?
You know, it's a twofold. I enjoy the faculty. I mean, I think we all get along really well. There's respect amongst the teachers, and you know, we can ask each other questions and help each other out, you know, and things like that. So it's a really nice rapport. And then I always enjoy the students. You know, I say this a lot, you know, our students, I mean, I know that there are issues everywhere, you know, with bullying and not understanding and stuff, but I also feel like, you know, there's a lot of acceptance within this community, especially for being a small town and everything. And like, I think about, like, the number of special needs kids that come through the hallways and things like that. You know, I think where I went to school, you know, I mean, I feel like people would have been making fun of them. They may not necessarily, like, to their face, you know, and things like that, but I feel like there would have been a lot of mocking and things like that. You know, whereas here, I feel like, you know, you always see students, hey, so-and-so, how are you doing, and stuff like that, and really making them feel like they are a part of the group. And that's just one of those things that's really impressed me about, you know, this school district ever since I started teaching here. It's just kind of that, you know, these are part of our community and we're going to kind of accept them, you know, as well. So,
So how would you describe the community in ULAGA, in the entire town?
Well, unfortunately, I don't feel like I know it as well because I don't live here, so I'm not, you know, in and out of the community every day, but I feel like, you know, just from being at different school events, and it's funny because my husband, who works in Claremore, but when we go to a football game, he knows more people at the football game than I do, you know, and stuff. So, I mean, I feel like you know, there's a lot of friendliness and helping each other and things like that. And I, you know, every year read essays by my juniors that one of them is like Sense of Place. And so I've had so many students talk about, you know, the Ooligah community and everything and how it's, you know, if you need something, there's always somebody here to help you. And, you know, just that sort of close-knit, you know, family type of atmosphere, I guess, you know, in the community. So.
Why do you think the world needs to know about Ooligah?
Well, I mean, I think every community is special. You know, I mean, but I mean, I think it kind of has comes back to that. I mean, if you were looking for a place to come to, like you wanted to move to a place in Oklahoma and you didn't want that big city atmosphere, but you also, you know, didn't want it to be too remote, then I mean, I feel like Ooligah is just kind of that good atmosphere. It's not too far from the city. I mean, you have a strong family environment, you know, in the city of Ooligah, the town of Ooligah. You know, people do, I mean, they'll help each other out. You know, there's just all of those things that make one feel like part of a community as opposed to sort of left out of the community.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.